Greetings, pilgrims. It's Pastor Bob. And yes, it's time to put on our hiking boots because we're going walking with the pilgrim. He's on the Jesus prayer journey, and we're walking along that way of a pilgrim, seeing what we can discover about our own self and about our own walk and journey, about our own spiritual life. So our pilgrim, at the end of yesterday, has just left his partner. After his partner's testimony, he's tried to talk him into trying the Jesus prayer, and then he went to his little new hut, his new place of residence, and he said, "My God, what joy, peace, and delight I knew the moment I set foot in that cave, or better yet, tomb." We're all looking for the right tomb, I guess. He started reading the Philokalia again. He read it all the way through. But still, he professed, he was unable to understand everything or to piece together all that he wanted to learn, especially about interior prayer, because he wanted to draw from it the knowledge of how to attain to the unceasing, self-acting prayer of the heart. And we pick it up right there. The pilgrim says, "I thought about this for a long time. What could I do? I would start badgering the Lord with prayers. Perhaps the Lord would somehow enlighten me. So I did nothing but pray continuously for the next 24 hours, not stopping for even a moment. My thoughts were calmed, and I fell asleep. In a dream, I saw myself sitting in the cell of my departed starets. He was explaining the Philokalia to me, saying, 'This holy book is full of great wisdom. It is a mystical treasury of the meanings of the hidden judgments of God. It is not made accessible everywhere and to everyone, but it does offer instruction according to the measure of each reader's understanding. Thus, to the wise, it offers wise guidance, while to the simple-minded, it yields simple guidance. That is why you simple ones should not read it section by section in the order that the teachings of the different holy fathers appear in the book. First, read the book of Nicephorus the Solitary in part 2. Then read the entire book of St. Gregory of Sinai, excluding the short chapters. Then read Simeon, the new theologian, on the three kinds of prayer and his discourse on faith. And afterward, read the book of Callistus and Ignatius. The work of these fathers contains the complete instruction and teaching on the interior prayer of the heart and can be understood by all. Then, if you should want an even clearer teaching on prayer, turn to section 4 for the summary on methods of prayer by Callistus, the most holy patriarch of Constantinople. In my dream, I held the Philokalia in my hands and began to look for this passage, but I could not find it right away. The starets flipped through a few pages and said, 'Here it is. I will mark the place for you.' He picked up a piece of charcoal from the ground and made a mark with it in the margin, next to the passage. I listened carefully to everything the staret said and tried to remember it in as much detail as I could. Since it was not yet dawn when I woke up, I lay in bed and went over every detail of my dream and everything the stars had told me. Finally, I began to wonder. God alone knows if this is really the soul of my late Starets who is appearing to me in my dream, or if it is all in my mind, since I think so often about him and the Philokalia. Still puzzled by all this, I got out of bed, for the light of day was dawning. And what did I see? I looked at the rock that served me as a table and saw the Philokalia lying there, open to the very passage that the Starets had pointed out to me in the dream, with the same charcoal mark he had made in the dream, exactly as I had dreamed it. The piece of charcoal even lay next to the book. This astonished me, for I clearly remembered that the book had not been there the evening before. In fact, I had wrapped it up and placed it at the head of my bed before I went to sleep. I was also quite sure that there had been no mark next to this particular passage. This incident finally convinced me of the reality of my dreams, and that my Starets of blessed memory had found favor in the eyes of God. So, I started reading the Philokalia in the exact order the Starets had indicated. I read it through once, and then a second time, and my soul burned with a desire and eagerness to experience personally all that I had read about. The meaning of interior prayer was revealed clearly to my understanding. The way it was attained, what its fruits were, how it delights the soul and the heart, and how to discern whether this sweet delight is from God, from natural causes, or the result of delusion. So I began first to seek the place of the heart. According to the teaching of Simeon, the new theologian, I closed my eyes and gazed mentally into my heart. I tried to visualize it in the left part of my chest cavity and carefully listened to its beating. I began doing this exercise for half an hour, several times a day. At first, I saw only total darkness. But soon, a picture of my heart, along with the sound of its natural beating, formed in my mind. Then I began to repeat the Jesus prayer in my heart, in steady rhythm with my breathing, as taught by St. Gregory of Sinai, Callistus, and Ignatius, namely, by concentrating my mind in the heart while visualizing it in my mind. I inhaled, saying, "Lord Jesus Christ," and then exhaled, saying, "Have mercy on me." At first, I did this exercise for an hour or two. As I progressed, I increased the time until finally I was able to repeat the exercise for almost the entire day. Whenever fatigue, laziness, or doubt came over me, I immediately turned to reading the Philokalia, specifically those passages that deal with the work of the heart. And all desire and eagerness were restored. Amen.